Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Ray Shan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of the connections between our critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture. This morning, as always, we have a fun and interesting guest and a lot of stories. Have you ever really thought about, if you grew up on a farm, how it influences your future and what the influences might be? And if you had that really weird friend, were they on a farm or not? And what do you do with all of that? Good morning, Ange.
Good morning.
So introduce yourself and tell us where you're at.
Sure. Hi, my name is Angie Kroll, and the woman that you're talking to was maid of honor in my wedding, so we've known each other a long time. And I am sitting out not too far from the farm I grew up in Brookville, Indiana, which is, northwest of Cincinnati, Ohio.
And have you always lived there?
I've always lived on that road, yes.
And what's the name of that road?
It's Golden Road.
So Golden Road, and the name of the family farm is?
Is Golden Acres. Now, the farm was it came into our family, it was my great-great-great-grandfather's retirement farm.
So an afterlife farm.
Yes.
And what was his original profession before he started farming?
Oh, he was farming, and then he went to the Civil War, and he got shot, and he came back, raised family, and then when my great-great-great-grandmother passed away, sold that farm. I guess there must have been a big
A big deal.
A big deal. A kind of family strife. So that's how he ended up on this farm. And it's platted all the way back to James Madison, so we can find it that far. But,
and that's President James Madison.
President James Madison.
So James Madison was an owner of the farm, or during the time of James Madison?
During the time of James Madison.
Got it.
Yeah.
So this has been a well-established place.
Exactly. It sits on top of a big bedrock of sea fossils. So it's right in the end of where the glaciers came through. And so it's really, really fertile.
And there in the Brookville, Indiana area where the glaciers ended, part of the county is the rich soil that the glaciers brought down, and the other part is the drainage from which the glaciers kind of washed away the soil as they melted.
Yes. All the way down the Whitewater River that dumps straight into the Ohio. Well, goes into Great Miami that dumps into the Ohio. I got to get that correct, or I'm going to have some teacher friends that are going to be on me about that.
They will send you emails. We got to get our geography and our river flows right. We've coined a term, sort of farming royalty, if you will, where you almost need to be born into a farming family in order to have the ability to work on a family farm, or you need to go through some financial hysterics in order to be able to afford a farm. What is your situation? It sounds like you were born on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think that colored your growing up?
Well, you know, it's interesting is that probably the big example I can think of is that I grew up in a Methodist church, and the Holy Trinity was church family 4-H. It wasn't Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So, you know, when I say that is being in a small community, the same people I hung out with at school are the same people that I went to church with, and also neighbors that farmed.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing, or just it was?
You know, it's one of those things where I did not realize till I left for school that I felt more comfortable when I found a farm kid than I did when I did not, because I figured I could be myself more around those people than I could city kids.
And when you say be more yourself, does that mean exactly what? Is there a familiarity there?
Yeah, I would think so, because it's one of those things where you have this connection. If you know someone that's a farmer, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to make the assumption that they can work. And when I say work, is that one of the things that I grew up with is that your work ethic was much more important than your academic accomplishments.
Interesting. That's a bit of a switch sometimes.
Yeah, I know it very much is, but it's because it's one of those things where my aunt was the first person to go to college in our family, so it just wasn't done. You stayed, got married young, worked on the farm. And so having that now, you really understand where people come from, and I can make the assumption that's not always correct, that they come from a good home life, and that I will be accepted, and that I don't have to put on airs. And remember, when I say this, a lot of it is just because, you know, a young kid coming off the farm, going to Bloomington, very excited to be there, but very overwhelmed too. Well, thinking, okay, am I going to fit in here or not? But it's colored by the fact that, you know, I grew in a very insular community, and can I do this beyond what was given to me as a kid, if that makes any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. So let me ask you a couple very pointed questions. You would have grown up in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and that was the age of technology and pop culture and Atari and all of the beginning games. Blip was out, Merlin was out, all of those new electronic gadgets. Did they enter into your world?
No, not at all.
You see, that's so definite.
Yeah, oh no. It's one time, to describe that, one time I was watching, you know, well, pop culture, I am pop culture, but I was watching an old episode of Oprah, and she had Shania Twain on, and so she asked her, were you poor or were you Poe? And Shania asked what the difference was, and she said, if you're poor, you really don't know you're poor, because everyone else around you is in kind of the same boat. But if you Poe, you know you Poe.
Interesting. Okay.
And so the kids I hung out with, we didn't have any fashionable stuff. We were all, you know, scraping by and very community oriented, and everything works up to the county fair, which, God love my husband, the nice Jewish boy from New Jersey, married the pig farmer's daughter from Indiana. And the first time he came to our county fair, he's like, oh, this is your high holidays.
Oh my.
And I about fell over. I never thought about it. I'm like, yes. Yes, it is. This is our high holidays right here.
Well, I guess if it's going to be part of the Trinity with the family, church, and 4-H, that makes sense.
Yeah, very much so. It's one of those things where I remember I was 4 when they first got their color TV. Always had a satellite dish because my grandfather had to watch the IU games and I wasn't allowed to touch it.
And so IU is Indiana University.
Oh, Indiana.
In Bloomington.
Indiana University.
Okay.
Indiana and Purdue University are the giant rivals here. So it seems like our immediate family is all IU, and then everyone else is Purdue around us. So, and that is another thing that to think about here is that all of the farms that are owned in this area, a majority of them, they were at once owned probably by my great-great-grandparents.
Okay.
And has been divided up along the places. And so normally, when you get to this extended amount of cousins, you don't see them and you don't really know them. But because of the farms, a lot of these people stuck around here.
Interesting.
That normally might have taken off or came back.
So even with the family being close, as you said, with the trinity of 4-H, family, and church, the extended cousins aren't close?
Well, some are. The ones that are hooked to their family farms, they are here. And so we do see them. And so, but I think that because of their connection to farm life, they stuck around also.
So is it a matter of sticking around because you can't, or is it a matter of sticking around because you want to?
I think it's a matter of because you want to. And I will tell you this, is that my my dad's cousin, his wife, but I call her my mentor, she passed away this summer from COVID problems.
I'm sorry.
And the one thing she always told me way back when is that, you know, the greatest things you can give your kids are roots and wings. And she goes, if you give them wings, you know, they inevitably will fly back to the roots.
Interesting.
And it's one of those things where I saw it happen with her son. And, you know, my sister lived in West Virginia for a while. My brother was a football coach for a while. And it was the same thing, is that we all came to the same point. It's not until we had kids that we all came to the same point. Well, it's time to go home.
Interesting. In the next section, let's talk about those roots and those wings.